From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. Utah solar power has set a new record. As KUER's David Kondos reports, it marks the first time clean energy has been the state's number one power source.
Nearly one-third of the electricity Utah generated in May came from solar panels. An analysis of federal data by the energy think tank Ember found solar production that month just surpassed gas and coal. Now, big new solar plants have come online in recent years, including in Utah and Tooele counties. Clean energy advocates say that's good news for Utah's climate and air quality. Ultimately, it's also good for people's electric bills. Now, the Trump administration's actions targeting solar and propping up fossil fuels could slow renewable energy's momentum. But as the technology becomes cheaper and proves itself on a large scale, advocates say solar's footprint will likely continue to grow. For KUER News, I'm David Kondos in St. George.
Federal dollars are headed to Millard County to help pay for fighting the Widemouth 2 fire. Crews have yet to secure a perimeter, and more than 68,000 acres in the Fish Lake National Forest have burned. The Federal Emergency Management Agency says the funds will cover 75% of Utah's approved costs. More than 1,000 homes have been threatened, with evacuations issued for parts of Fillmore and Kanosh. Lightning touched off the fire July 27th. Wildfire smoke blanketing the Wasatch Front is floating in from the Pacific Northwest. Meteorologist Hayden Mahan is with the National Weather Service and says northern Utah is going to be hazy this week.
It'll kind of go back and forth in terms of density from one day to another. We'll probably see at least noticeable smoke.
If wind patterns hold and fires around Oregon continue to grow, Utah can expect smoke to keep coming in. Mahan says smoke from southern Utah fires like the Widemouth 2 and Black Canyon Fire has been staying in the region too. The return of monsoon season moisture this weekend is good news for those fires. The rain should help filter out smoke in southern Utah. Eagle Point Resort will not reopen this winter following this summer's devastating Cottonwood Fire. A lodge was destroyed, several ski lifts were damaged, and about 300 acres of trails were affected. It was bad enough that the resort says it's not safe for visitors and employees right now. The owners plan to rebuild, but for now pass holders can get a full refund or opt for a pass in the next season. People can also donate the money they spent on passes to a charity helping Beaver County recover. You are listening to KUER News.